You're listening to Newtonia. Webb finds strong evidence for a black hole inside a solar system-sized gas cloud. James Webb Telescope spectra reveal an exceptionally red object 660 million years after the Big Bang, whose light cannot be explained by an ordinary stellar population. A black hole inside dense, dust-poor gas fits the observations, potentially explaining some mysterious little red dots, but the conclusion rests on an idealized model of one source. A tiny red point in James Webb Space Telescope images may be powered by a black hole hidden inside a dense envelope of hydrogen. The object, named MOMBH**-1, appears only 660 million years after the Big Bang and carries a combination of spectral features that ordinary stars cannot reproduce. The 30-second summary. What happened? Webb imaging and spectroscopy found an early universe source with an unusually deep drop in light across the Balmer break, broad hydrogen emission and hydrogen absorption at the same time. Why does it matter? A black hole embedded in dense gas can match those signals and could show how some early black holes fed rapidly. It may also explain part of the little red dot population uncovered by Webb. What is the catch? Webb measured the light, not the hidden structure directly. The gas envelope and central black hole are the best fitting interpretation from a simplified model of one exceptional object. Key number. 660 million years after the Big Bang, the object appears early enough to probe how black holes grew before the universe was 5% of its current age. A red point that ordinary stars cannot explain. MOMBH**-1 was selected from deep web images because it was extremely red, compact, and bright at longer infrared wavelengths, yet nearly disappeared in bluer bands. Follow-up observations with Webb's NIR spec instrument separated its light by wavelength instead of relying on the color of a picture. The peer-reviewed Nature study measured a Balmer break strength of about 7.7. A dust-free population of normal stars is expected to remain below roughly 3 under standard assumptions, and even an extreme population dominated by A-type stars should stay below 5. The source also shows broad hydrogen beta emission together with deep hydrogen absorption, a pairing that points to extraordinarily dense gas. How a black hole can look like an enormous star. The researchers ran nearly 1 million spectral models. Their preferred configuration places an accreting black hole inside a turbulent, mostly dust-free gas envelope about 10 to 100 astronomical units thick. Light produced near the black hole passes through the hydrogen, where absorption, scattering, and fresh emission reshape the spectrum. This produces a surface that radiates somewhat like a stellar atmosphere, even though nuclear fusion is not supplying the power. The informal label black hole star describes that appearance. It does not mean the black hole has become a star. An MIT account of the discovery compares the overall envelope with the size of the solar system. Why early black hole growth is the real story. Astronomers have already found quasars containing billion solar mass black holes when the universe was under 700 million years old. Newtonia's report on Euclid's sample of ancient quasars describes the population that makes this timing problem so difficult. Dense gas could help a young black hole grow faster than the usual Eddington limit, the point where outward radiation pressure begins to oppose incoming matter. If radiation is trapped or carried through an optically thick envelope, gravity may continue pulling gas inward. MOMBH**-1 could represent such a rapid feeding episode, or the fading remains of one. The observation also matters for Webb's mysterious little red dots, compact red sources common in early universe images. When the researchers mathematically combine MOMBH**-1 with a nearby faint galaxy expected to merge with it, the result resembles a typical little red dot. That makes the object a useful template, not proof that every little red dot contains the same engine. Before we overstate the result, the telescope recorded an infrared spectrum. The black hole, gas geometry, and feeding rate were inferred by modeling, not spatially resolved in an image. The paper calls its model simple and idealized. The intrinsic spectrum of the accretion disk and the envelope structure may differ from the assumptions. MOMBH**-1 is one unusually clean source whose central engine outshines its host galaxy. More blended little red dots may have different mixtures of stars, gas, and active black holes. The hint that the source brightened by about 30% over 56 days was measured with different instruments, so variability remains tentative. What observations can test the idea? Repeated infrared observations can test whether the source varies like an active black hole. Deeper spectra can search for weak metal and forbidden emission lines, while X-ray and longer wavelength measurements can determine whether the envelope is thick enough to hide energetic radiation. A larger sample is equally important. Astronomers need to find more sources with the same extreme Balmer absorption and compare their environments, masses, and host galaxies. The Institute of Science and Technology Austria's report emphasizes that the formation route of these gas-wrapped objects is still open. Takeaway: Webb has found a spectrum that a dense gas envelope around an accreting black hole explains better than an ordinary stellar population. The strongest evidence is the combination of an exceptionally deep Balmer break and broad hydrogen features. The unresolved step is turning that successful spectral model into a confirmed physical structure across more than one object. Read the full article at newtonia.com.